Hey, it's Russ from Waking Alice, and Whiskey Boy, do you understand what a restraining order is? This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is brought to you by 1-800-Florals, Bud K, B&B Tobacco, Amazon, Rouge Designs, and Plastic Object.
JJ Town.
JJ Town.
JJ Town.
Massacre.
Massacre.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
I'm not going to take the bait here. I am not a racist, all right? I watch a lot of black porn. I mean, a lot.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away. All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsated with tingling sensations.
From the Temple of High, it's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre!
Show number 44 for May 20th, 2014. May the 20th be in you?
Yeah.
You're listening to us live as we make our way... We're actually in Temple.
We're in Temple. Temple, Texas.
We're not in the Temple of I. We're in Temple. So let's clarify that right off the bat.
That's the best thing ever.
And we are...
We brought the Temple.
We are cruising down 35 at about 80 miles an hour.
I'm glad you slowed down a little bit. I was getting kind of scared back there when you're going 95.
Well, I had to slow down because of traffic.
Yeah.
And,
okay, I took care of that.
You've got...
Yeah, that was kind of funny. I don't know what the hell you were doing, Will, when you blew past us. By the way, Will's in his own car, and he's going 105 past all of us.
I just did that to move the semi out of the way, and he did, so we're good.
He's in the infamous pod that we always talk about. So you've got Seth and I in the lead vehicle. Eric Garcia's in the middle vehicle, and then behind, bringing up the rear, is Will.
And he's always bringing up the old rear.
And we thought we'd go ahead and get this show started. Since it is technically a road show, why not do it on the road?
Exactly. I mean, what's the big deal? Well, let's do that.
Is there a law against podcasting and driving?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I don't think so.
We're not texting.
No. Right? I just have a mic in my hand.
Yeah. Mic and headphones on.
Yeah. What's the problem? I don't see a problem here, bro.
Wonder what people think when we drive by them.
I know, right?
I'm
waving at people. They don't see me. I'm waving at them.
Like, why are those guys holding microphones while they're driving?
This is when we need stickers covering the vehicle. JJTM all over them.
If it wasn't a lot of wind noise at 80 miles an hour, you could roll down the window and interview people as we're going down the highway.
Show me your tits. Put them on the glass.
What's the old 18-wheeler thing where you get to honk the horn?
Yeah, you go your hand up, like you're kind of fist bumping, kind of, but just like pulling it down, yeah.
All right, so we're headed down to Austin for the Twin Peaks Bikini Contest.
Twin Peaks Bikini Contest.
These next 24 hours is going to be show 44. We're going to do a full... revolution, 24 hours of everything we go through when...
Right. So, yeah, that's going to be... I don't know if it's going to be kind of hard to listen to. It just depends how it all works out, but I don't think we're going to take the microphones into Twin Peaks. I think we're just going to do, like, we're on the road down there. We're at the hotel. Here's what happened. Maybe before the show? Because right now, the chicks have already been to our hotel rooms doing hair and makeup now.
Yes,
right?
They're getting ready. Normally, we rent out two suites at the hotel, and the girls get ready. They pregame there, and then we'll all ride to the restaurant in a limo that turns into bikini girl chaos.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then
you also do like a photo shoot at the hotel, or
yeah, we do a photo shoot. The show is actually a collision of Plastic Object meets Jerry Jonestown Massacre. And it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think so.
So you're going to...
I want to do a couple... Well, okay, so let's finish this off real quick, I guess.
Okay.
we're going to be chopping the show up a lot. So it's going to be like, we're driving down there, here's this happening, here's this going on. Now we'll then be driving back to Fort Worth, and then that'd be the show, right?
Yeah.
Is that the plan here?
That's the plan. So this isn't going to be a straight run-through show, and it's going to be choppy. We'll try to put some segues between the segments.
Yeah, we'll try to.
Try to. Depends on how this
I'm
feels
and
how
drinking, crazy
boy. It
gets. I don't know. I've been drinking for an hour already. I don't know.
And you've been up since when?
I've already been up for, we're coming up on 12 hours.
12 hours.
So we'll see in 12 more hours how I'm feeling.
Real quick, since we're driving, let's get the STS out of the way. I'd like to give a big shout out to Jeff Lord, who
Funky
is
Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast. Hung out with him Friday night over at the Grotto with the Confounded.
How are they?
Well,
how are our boys in the Confounded? Red Pants, how's he doing?
Once again, they've shown that they've matured a little bit more.
What, is Steven Osicki actually good on the drums now?
They grew some pubes. They have facial hair.
Oh, yeah?
Their balls have dropped, so all their voices have gotten lower.
Oh, nice, nice.
Now, they tore it up again, and I've got a full... I recorded their set, their full set. The other night, hopefully we can figure out a way to maybe do a special of them, or maybe just throw it out there so people can pick it up, you know, a live show of theirs. But it was really, really good. But I had fun hanging out with Jeffrey. It was cool. It was fun. He's a good guy. Really, really nice guy. And we talked about everything from business to beer to music. It was good.
You just named everything that's good in life.
Yep. That's it.
I like how you're talking and you're Dustin's the one driving here, listeners. And I'm just sitting over here quiet because I'm kind of scared because he's cut in and out of 18-wheelers at 90. So it's like, yeah, so I was just hanging out with the Confounded and stuff. And then, okay, because he's checking his mirrors and shit. It's awesome.
You like how I'm one-arm driving?
Yeah,
and holding one arm on the mic?
Yeah, it's nice.
God.
I hope this sounds decent.
Yeah, there's
decent.
Nothing safe about what we're doing right now.
There isn't.
That's good. I'm safe. I'm good.
Seth,
kids, don't try this at home.
I'm not doing shit.
Seth, do you want to get into what we were listening to a little bit earlier?
We were listening to Ned Files.
On our drive down.
Yeah.
We were in the
car. To the entire show.
Holding hands, listening to the Ned Files.
We didn't even, I don't think we talked during that damn thing. We just sat there and turned it up like... They were talking about us. We laughed a little bit because what they were saying was funny, but we didn't even talk about it to each other. We're just like, I know.
I think out of all the people...
Apparently, hold on here. I am a negative Nancy and just shit on everything constantly, apparently. That's what I do.
And
I'm
the
Seth.
Punching bag.
And you're the punch... Oh, did you listen to the show too, Will?
Yeah, I did.
Well, yeah, you are. Shut the fuck up. Go ahead, Dustin.
Out of all the people that listen to us... that are our podcast friends, I think they nailed it the best.
Yeah, pretty much. I think so.
And number four, are we allowed to say her name? They go... She says her name on the show.
Yeah,
doesn't
she? Becky.
Yeah, she did.
Okay, Becky. Okay. We didn't see your message on Facebook until you actually said something about it. So we don't get notifications on our page because Facebook is retarded. So...
Oh, something else.
We're going to respond to you. I'd like to respond to you...
You know what? I'm going right to do now. This as I'm doing the podcast, as we're driving down, doing a road show. This is be insane. All right? Give me a phone. We do it right now.
You're going to do it right now?
Yeah.
How about we just tell her verbally?
Yeah. I'm gonna text her back on, what she call it? Facebook?
Face
yeah.
Something.
You got to use the Messenger app, though.
I can get her an inboxer. Anyway, they were talking about something that what we look like. Look like gangsters or something off of a Goodfellas poster or some shit. Okay, had that done. We didn't have it done. Dustin does that. He's a photographer.
Yeah.
That's the reason we're going down here, really, to photo shoot these hot chicks.
Yes.
These hot babe chicks.
And I know one of them is a big fan of punk music. Number one?
Yeah.
Is a big fan of punk music.
Cherub.
And that idea was... originally for a punk band from Orange County that canceled. They canceled the shoot, and then a few weeks later, they all broke up. So, yeah, it could have gone hand in hand. I could have shot a band from out there and their way looking like us.
Hmm.
Or something?
We looking like... I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway.
I stopped listening to you.
Yeah. The only time I tuned out to their show was when they started playing Barbie Girl. I was out.
Okay, what the fuck? Seriously.
Seriously.
They called it Obsession, right?
Yeah.
And they played the entire song. Like, you could have just said, the name of the song and then been done. Like, we all know that fucking song. I'm a Barbie girl in a bar. Yeah.
Apparently, one of their co-hosts didn't, so that's why they played it.
Man. I couldn't hear you.
One of their co-hosts didn't know the song, so that's why they played it.
Okay, I'm sure he did, and he was just saying that because you don't want to look like a fag, you know?
Can we pretend this is NASCAR and we're the spotters talking to Will?
Come on, Will. Stay low, stay low, stay low, stay low.
Stay low. You got some debris in the corner, Will.
Now it's turn two. Take it high. Open her up. Open her up, Will.
You should have enough fuel to make it through the race. There's nothing.
Where's my beer at? God damn it.
I don't know. All right, so...
Hold on. Let me open up a beer.
There goes Will right there. He's blowing by us. He's in the number 88 car.
Jesus Christ.
I would tell you to take a picture of it, but I think it'd be too dangerous.
Wow, beer just went,
that would be a little
beer just went everywhere. I'm sorry, Dustin.
Oh.
You know, I have to say, I'm upset.
I'm going to drop you off for a second.
What?
Not drop call, but I'm going to let you down for a second.
Okay.
Okay, cool. I'm upset that Stubbs isn't here, but at the same time, I'm really happy he isn't because of all the butt toots we'd be getting in here.
Yes, we would imagine have lots of butt toots.
You would have to report all the butt toots to Carfax after he was done in this thing for 3 hours?
I'm afraid so, yes. I've had to do it in the past. I think, should we say why he's not here?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was drinking a beer as we're driving 90.
Because he's having his butt tulips cut off?
Is that what he's doing? No. He's cutting his butt tulips off?
He got
a
new job.
He's having his flowers trimmed.
He's grown up, and he got a new job, so he had to, you know.
This guy's weirding us out.
This guy is looking at us hardcore.
He didn't know what to do here.
Why do these guys have microphones? So anyway, yeah, he grew up. They got him a new job. And I think Will's actually going to try to take a picture of us.
Why is his window down?
I don't know. So we're cruising. Will, we can hang
out. Oh, no. Is that what we're going to do here? We're going to take a fucking picture like this?
So we're cruising. Oh, shit. And he's
taking his hands off the wheel to take a picture, and he's next to an 18-wheeler.
At least he's got a good camera to do it with.
I don't know how that's not 10 times louder than it was. His window's completely down, and we're going 80.
All right, so we're getting close to...
Or, sorry, 75.
Oh, are we Temple, Belton? What do we got? We're almost there, because the highway opened up.
All right, well, this is just a little bullshitter, shooter to the shitter.
Yep.
And then we're done here, so next time you hear from us, we'll be fucking drunkard and dick shit and getting it on.
Yep, just want to let you boys know what's coming up, so enjoy the show.
I don't know what I just said.
I don't either.
All right, Seth, what did you mean by you're going to be drunker than dick shitter? I don't understand. I still don't understand that.
I don't know why you're asking me to explain this. I always say dick shit. Drunker than dick shit. I don't know.
But we're going to be shitting in the shitter because we're drunker than dick shit?
Let's see. You shit out of your dick.
Because you're so drunk?
You're so... Yeah, just... Your butthole doesn't work anymore. You just start shitting out your dick.
All right. Well, this is the segue into the next little bit you're going to hear is Seth and Will interviewing some of the models as Eric and I are doing photo shoots with them. It's quite entertaining.
Hello. What's your name?
Cassandra.
I like that name. Lights on or off?
Lights off for sure.
Really? Why?
Because I'm too sexy to handle. I don't want to give anybody a heart attack.
Jesus Christ. Okay. What did I have for dinner?
What did you have for dinner?
Yeah.
Chicken?
No. Wrong.
Oh my gosh.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Katie.
Don't say your last name. People are going to look you up now.
Oh, they are.
No, that's fine. That's fine. So what? Peanut butter and...
Jelly.
What did I have for dinner?
Peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Actually, I did. How'd you know that?
Because you said peanut butter.
That's really weird. That's amazing. She's.
I'm psychic.
Are you psychic?
I am.
All right.
Good. I'm Ashlyn.
Ashlyn, nice to meet you.
Lynn.
Ashlyn. Yes. Okay. Star Trek or Star Wars?
Definitely Star Wars.
Okay. What is the most important part of a sandwich?
The meat.
If you were a sloth, would you climb a tree or a house?
A tree, of course.
That's it. First off, what's your name?
Zoe.
Zoe, okay. Do horses get gray hair when they get older?
No.
Okay. Do you need a roommate? Because after today, my wife's probably going to be kicking me out.
No, I do not need a roommate.
Do you have any money on you?
Not on me.
Oh, okay. Did you want
to... You're in a bikini, though, so there's obviously no money on you. Is there money in you?
In me? Yes.
What? No, what? I can't ask that? Of course, I'll take it too far.
Oh, boy. Okay, that thinks
Dustin,
that...
Hold on. Dustin, ask the question for me.
Okay. If color was a smell, what would it taste like?
Pizza.
First of all, what is your name?
Chelsea.
You think so?
Chelsea, how many seconds in a day?
How many seconds are in the day? That's a hard question.
It is. There's 86,400. Okay. Bar soap or liquid soap?
Liquid soap.
Okay. Can I borrow 50 bucks?
Maybe later.
Okay. What is your name?
My name is Tasha.
Tasha, I'm Will. Nice to meet you. Let's see. Peanut butter and...
Jelly.
It's always jelly. Am I a boxers or brief man?
Hopefully briefs.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh my gosh, I haven't seen either, but I guess Star Trek.
Okay. Can I borrow $50?
Are you gonna pay me back?
No, sorry. No.
I mean, if it's for a good reason.
Beer? Is beer a good reason?
No, that's not a good reason.
Do you have any money on you right now?
I mean, I'm in a bikini, so no, I don't.
If color had a smell, what would it taste like?
If color had a smell?
What would it taste like?
Probably like candy, I would think. Candy? I think Jolly Ranchers would be best.
I'm Seth. What's your name?
Miranda.
Nice to meet you. Can I look in your ear?
Sure, if you can see.
Lift it up. Lift some hair up there. Well, that's very sexy. Do you wash between your toes?
Yes.
All the time, every time you take a shower or a bath.
Every time.
You do, really?
I do.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I like to be clean.
What's your favorite penguin?
My favorite penguin? The black and white penguin.
Like an imperial? I don't get it.
I'm just being funny. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
How many seconds are in a day?
Oh, that's hard.
Do some math. Come on. Oh. It's not that hard when you think about it, though. It's only 60 times 60 times 24.
What are these people doing with these dolphins?
Do you want the answer?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know the answer.
Oh, okay. I was about to use like...
I know the answer. It is 86,400. But I had to do the calculator on that, though. Okay. So don't worry about it. It's
okay. Good. That's fine. Ice cream. I'm bad at math.
If you were an ice cream, what flavor would you be?
Rocky Road.
Nice. Why, can I ask? Do you have an answer for that? Or just like...
I don't know. It's my favorite ice cream, and I like chocolate, but I like having different variety, like nuts and marshmallows.
I got you. That's actually, that's how I'm saying. That's good. Okay, your name was Miranda, what was it?
Miranda.
Yes. All right, how old are you?
21.
21. Have you started your period yet?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Seth.
Hi.
What's your name?
Lindsay.
All right, what's the weirdest tip you've ever received?
The weirdest? Oh, these people did origami dollars and, like, left them all on the table, and it's really weird. But it's
cool. I was thinking sexual, but okay.
Oh,
money? That's cool.
Yeah.
That's fine. Am I single?
Are you single? No. Are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Dang, good.
If color was a smell, what would it taste like?
Color was a smell. It tastes like Skittles.
Cool. That's
yeah.
A good answer.
Do you like to taste the rainbow?
I do like to taste the rainbow.
Do you wash between your toes?
Not often.
No. Gross.
Yeah, okay. I know.
I don't either. So it's like, you know, come on. Who's going to eat down there?
Everyone thinks I'm weird because I, like, don't wash my feet very often. But not unless I go to the gym, then I really don't see the point. Like,
so how often do you take a bath then?
I take a bath like 3 times a day. Like I'm.
No, I'm not saying like shower. I'm like lay down bathing.
Oh, maybe like 3 or 4 times a week. But
really?
I work out a lot, so I have sore muscles. So I.
Yeah, you gotta soak them up.
Soak in the bath with like Epsom salt or something.
Epsom really salt, yeah. Gotcha.
I have a huge bathtub, so it's perfect.
Awesome, thank you. Are you recording right now?
Recording the shit of a. We're on our way to the bikini contest now.
This is all getting deleted.
We just got done with the photo shoot. How do you think it went, sir?
Went pretty good. I'm glad the speed bump was early, which that should be obvious by the tape here in a little bit.
What speed bump?
What
speed bump are you talking about?
That one little blonde chick that was like, I hate my man.
Oh, yeah.
My face isn't pretty. I wish this chick would redo my makeup. My face is melting. I'm sweating in here. It's too hot.
Like, bitch, it's fucking 78 degrees. It's fine. You're fine.
I need a new face.
My tits are brand new, but my face is old.
What do y'all want to pay for my new face? So, you excited?
I'm nervous.
So what was the rules? Like you can't twerk or twirl or what?
No dancing, period. No booty dancing.
It's pageant style. It's
supposed to be classy.
Classy, not sassy, right?
Well, I mean, sassy and classy, not trashy.
There you go.
Yeah,
you can still be sassy. That's required.
Just not trashy.
Just not trashy.
Okay.
Live it up. No, I'm going to get drunk after.
So, Seth, what do you think about this chaos so far?
I think it's pretty much what I expected. Actually, it's not as chaotic as I thought it was going to be. It's more laid back than I thought. I think we're going to have a good time.
I agree, we're having a good time. It's a little delayed, but you should go back there in the kitchen and see. It's like mass chaos.
Oh, yeah, I went to the bathroom, and I walked by there for a second, just looked in. All the girls back there, half naked, like just... Oh, God, what am I going to do? Like, wash your face. Take some of that makeup off.
Who are you leaning towards in the preliminary since you were at the...
I'm leaning towards the last girl that y'all did the photo shoot on, and then y'all's little number one, like the girl in the green. She's really nice and sweet.
Yeah, she is. What about the face, though? I'm very heavy on the face.
She's got gorgeous eyes. Have you seen her eyes?
She does have some nice eyes. I give her that. But she looks kind of like... Okay, everyone else is looking like they're 19. She looks like she's, I don't know, 28. And that's fine. But what's going on with that?
Well, I got to walk the other side of the room with my beer.
Have fun.
See y'all later. I'm going to hike.
Good luck, sir.
Y'all want to come over there sometime? There's a lot of douchebaggery in that corner. A lot of douchebaggery.
Is there some Ed Hardy? Is there a lot of Ed Hardy?
A lot of Ed Hardy. A lot of Affliction. A lot of Tap Out. A lot of Fox.
A lot of Fox.
A lot of
Fox. Fox racing.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
A lot of full sleeve douchebaggery tattoos with Fox t-shirts. I got it.
So if she comes back, order me another beer, and I'll be back in about 20 minutes.
More drinks. Get them drunk. Get them drunk.
If you are sitting at a table and you have extra chairs,
JJPM
goes
hard.
Do you
end up having? You said you had like many heart attacks back there. Do you have somebody backstage to resuscitate you?
I have about 53 girls who can do that. A couple of them are nurses.
Are you sure they're capable though?
No.
I did do some interviews earlier, and I don't think that they're capable.
There's no way in hell. If my life depended on them, I'd die. We're as good as dead. But I am worth more dead than I am alive, though. You learn that when you become a dad, your life insurance goes up.
I don't look forward to that, because then my wife's going to have me off.
Yes. Yeah, I am worth probably 3 times more dead than I am alive.
I just noticed this. There was a Hooters commercial that was just being played in your establishment.
We like to show everybody else what they're missing. Oh, wait, never mind. There's nothing over there. You go, like... After this, let's go to the Hooters next door and check it out. Every girl looks like me.
That's awesome.
Every girl was worth the shit we stole. Let me steal them. They came over. They just came over. They said, nah, I'm done here. We're coming over. Yeah, so it's going to be crazy tonight.
So I have one more question for you. You just changed your menu, but when are you going to change your beer rotation?
That is something we have a new boss. So he came from Alamo Draft House, which is a company around here, and they're known for their, you know, they have a really, their craft beer is phenomenal. So we're actually brewing our own beer right now. We have two of them that we brewed ourselves. We changed the Naughty and the Dirty. We have another one called Gold Digger. So we may bring that one in. But man, we're in the middle of beer heaven down here, so I don't know. Hopefully we change it up.
Shut up.
I'm trying to.
Shut up.
You best recognize.
I don't recognize anything.
Well, then you just keep on walking. You look like you could, like, hurt somebody with those things.
Oh, I can.
I like that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You ever draw blood with those fingernails?
No.
Do you plan on it?
If I have to be about that life, yes.
We are here at the
Twin Peaks Round Rock Bikini Contest.
And we are interviewing
Miss Bikini Round Rock 2013, Monica McLean.
So, Monica, did you have a contestant picked out to win the next contest?
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious who's going to win this year, but they all look great.
Who is it do you think is going to win this year?
I can't tell you yet.
Well, tell us your pick.
I think Tasha should win, hands down.
Say that one more time, sorry.
I think Tasha should win, hands down.
That's a good pick. So how many years have you been doing this contest?
I've done this contest four times, and I've won four times.
You've won four times?
Yes.
All four times? Can I give you a high five?
Yeah, sure.
That's a good high five.
Thank you.
Seth hates high fives.
I like them, and I think if you do them, you should commit and look at the elbow and just go for it.
Did you say look at the elbow?
You'll never miss if you look at your elbow.
That's exactly what Seth says. They are now high-fiving, and they did not miss. So 4 years running, do you enjoy this?
Yes, I like it a lot. This is the first year I'm not participating, and it's kind of bumming me out.
And why are you not participating? Do you have a bum knee? Was it like some orgy sex act that you had, and like you're sitting out this one?
No, I just have to crown the next girl. All the other years that I competed, I moved to different stores, so.
So it's kind of like you've won too many times. We need you to move on because you're making it not fair for the rest of the girls.
Pretty much. I'm retired now.
You're retired. Okay. What number are we retiring in your honor?
Oh, four wins.
All right. Thank you very much, Monica.
Thank you.
All right. So we are after the bikini party bash contest. Sitting here in the hotel room.
You need a condom on your mic because it's like way too much breath and shit in your shit. Okay, so last we left you, we were driving 80, 90, whatever.
Well, technically,
miles
last
an hour.
We left them was a bunch of crazy ass interviews from the bikini contest.
Doing? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now we're after the party, after the contest, we're in the hotel room. It's Seth to the right of me. To the left of me on the floor is Will.
He looks as if about to die, about to pass out.
12 o'clock, straight across from me, is my cousin Jeremy Perez.
Jeremy.
And now standing up on the bed.
And for some reason dancing around.
Mr. Eric Garcia.
Mr. Eric. What the fuck are you doing?
We wanted the girls to jump on the bed, not him.
Did you see the mess they left in that bathroom?
God, yes, an Oompa Loompa died in there.
Yes, they did.
Don't get started in that fucking bathroom in there, dude. That thing is messy.
Let's talk about the room.
The maid in the morning.
I know.
I feel bad. I mean, that's horrible.
She's going to come in here.
And call the cops.
And she's going to see a bunch of guys sitting around and then go, what the fuck did y'all do in the bathroom?
We obviously killed Snooki.
We did. I think we shot Snooki in the face, and she just exploded into a cloud of orange dust.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Oh, that is so brutal.
Nice 19... How long ago was that fucking bitch around?
I don't know.
Reference from a long time ago, I guess.
So, yeah.
I think.
2010.
Before we get to Jeremy, what'd you guys think about tonight?
I had a good time. I had a real good time. Everyone around was embarrassing the shit out of me as a male, because I'm a guy. I have a dick, you see? I'm a male. And what the guys were doing around me was embarrassing to me.
Are you talking about the guys in the Affliction Fox
tap out? A lot of Fox, a lot of, you know, tap out. There's others that I
would say Ed Hardy,
right now.
But
Jeremy's shirt.
They're pretty much.
Jeremy's got his Ed Hardy shirt on right now. So.
It's a Twin Peaks shirt.
And his Ed Hardy tattoos.
What guys were doing, just in random t-shirts even, was embarrassing to me. They see a chick and then she's walking by and they just like full on do the Disney eyes popping out of their head and going,
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Doing that shit and going, what the fuck? Have you ever seen an ass before? Have you seen a hot chick before, ever?
What about the guys that
it's
were
embarrassing.
In plain black V's?
Who gives
V-neck a... V-neck tees.
Dude, all the... What, are you describing me?
I'm describing myself. That's
okay.
What I mean.
Oh, you. Okay.
See, I have no, I'm right there with you. Because Jeremy shoved me over in the douchebag corner there at the beginning of the party.
The dude bros.
That was
see, that's the thing. The dude bros. Bros. Hey, dude.
There was
dude, bro,
12 of them.
Bro,
it was
bro,
one,
dude.
Yeah,
dude.
You're in a corner of dude bros.
Now.
You get a high five?
Dude.
Yes.
High five, bro. Dude bro.
And then a lot of, dude. Dude.
Bro, look at that.
You can just shoot these girls all the time,
dude.
Bro,
dude.
Dude, they're so hot. Dude, can you give me... Dude, give me some pictures of those dudes. Those girls. Dude, please, dude.
You're the only one without, like, frosted tips?
Yeah. Yeah, what is with the frosted tip movement
down
here in Austin?
Hold on.
It's a Round Rock thing.
Shut the fuck up. There's frosted tips? I didn't even see that shit.
A lot of them. And I was
that was 1993. We're still doing frosted tips around here. That's what we're doing in Austin here, boys.
Brought
that's what
back.
We're doing.
Full circle.
Fucking
full
A.
Circle on the
I'm
frosted
out.
Tips. And doesn't it make you feel better? Will, what'd you think?
The pig. It was good. I'm kind of with Seth on the whole douchebag. Well, not just people in general. I didn't like the way that we were represented
as males.
As males, yeah. A lot of. Fondling, goggling, googling,
I didn't
photographing.
See any fondling. I didn't see any touching.
There was a lot of handsy, like, oh, please high five me, or please touch me, hug me, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Any type of
contact.
Admiration. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I would say,
you're right.
Jeremy, you could put a ban on that, but 3/4 of your clientele would just disappear.
Oh.
Can you put a ban on frosted dips?
No.
If you can. Do it
day by day. Yeah,
do it.
Bro,
do
no, the air horns. Those were rough. That group in the back.
Oh, with the they were with one of the girls. Yeah.
The air horns and the
Jay wants to tune in on something.
Sorry.
The those air horns when Tasha was up and they were like hitting the crap out of them and everything.
Okay,
I thought they were
that...
booing them, and I was like, why are these people booing her?
Okay.
But it was a stupid air horn.
It was happening.
In the middle yanker
so much,
or whatever that is.
And it sounded like shit. And they're being so annoying with it that I turned around and yelled as loud as I could, "You're fucking hurting her." Because we were judges.
And she was. I mean,
Will,
it was like her
Will's
she
a judge.
Was crying.
I'm
she
a
was
judge.
Tearing up.
No.
There were cuts appearing on her body.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, you fucking asshole.
No,
Will,
that dude was like deducted points. He was like chicken scratching. Okay, there's one more mark
was
for
that you.
There
was one that was like -2.
Like, that's what I was
that
doing,
was him.
Dude.
That was him.
It was a score -2, so I was like,
"That was
take
so him."
Two off?
That's what I was doing, man. I was fucking deducting points. Okay, now hold on.
That's so
Will,
funny.
No,
I'm glad you noticed it.
That's awesome.
Because you just grabbed all the scorecards and like started going, "What the fuck is this shit?" I should have signed it going Seth. No, because it was so annoying that
great.
All the bar on that side, they were sitting at the fucking bar. We're turning around going, "What the fuck?" And they're behind me. I'm going. What the... I'm yelling as loud as I can. What the fuck is this cunt doing behind me? Because I thought she was like going...
And you turned around, it was an air horn?
Yeah, it was that fucking stupid air horn. It was annoying as shit.
I've never heard a chick make that noise.
You've never heard that. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it more of like a...
Yeah, suck a dick. So
Jeremy.
Will and I are going,
oh, hold on.
This is terrible. And we... I turn around and go, "You're hurting her, assholes. I'm deducting points.
You're
because
hurting her
of this.
Asshole."
Jesus Christ. Okay. There you go.
Jeremy, how'd your night go? As far as the owner and proprietor of the establishment.
Good. Busy. Stayed pretty busy. Had 300-400 texts.
I mean, it was nut to butt in there. 300-400 texts?
No, heart attacks.
Oh, heart attacks.
Yeah,
here's a special ER team in the back.
You've been building out tonight since like 6:30 this morning?
Yes.
Good God.
You did a good job, sir.
You did. How did these two guys go as judges?
G-
good. They were
no. Be truthful.
No,
tell me how it was.
I didn't know who the minus two was. I thought it was kind of
okay.
I was like,
you don't understand.
She turned weird, and you said, "You know what? That's two less points." But I understand now, so that was great.
But oh, that's awesome.
But you definitely. There were three groups of judges, so six total. Three groups of two. You guys outdrank the other four.
Well, I wasn't drinking heavily yet,
and we figured it out. We figured out how this broke down.
By the way.
We know the black sheep.
By double.
Over here in his double Jackson Cokes.
Well, that's $8.75.
I was drinking double.
And he had three of them, so there's $24.
I was drinking the other $105.
I had two beers, two talls, and then a Jack and Coke.
I had a few Jim Beams there, boys.
All right. Well,
sorry about
never
that.
Mind.
I had a couple.
Our totals were wrong.
I had a couple there. I'm sorry.
Will you ever invite the JJTM back now?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be JJTM.
Only?
Bikini contest.
Exclusive.
Oh. Well, can we be the title sponsor?
I like this.
The Twin Peaks JJTM Bikini Contest.
He's like, you put it together.
What the fucking chicks that we're supposed to win. We fucking knew.
You can do it at Temple of I.
It's good.
Run them through there and out.
Okay.
Let's go to Temple to do it.
How much can... yes. You're amazing. You're right. Now... we won't have frosted tit people.
I'm not going.
Brother. You're not going? Okay, you're out.
You're going to
show up with frosted tips.
I'm going to frost my tips.
I'm accustomed to frosted tips. Yeah. I need that to survive.
Can you frost your ball tips? Yes. Do you have ball hair?
I'm sure Drea could do it for us.
Where's she at? What's she doing right now? We have something we need to do tonight.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God, he's about to message her.
This is going to be...
All right, so... I had a really good question for you, and I don't remember what it was now.
This is going to be...
How much can we go into talking about the girls?
I don't want to, but wait, okay,
no,
I won't. Go ahead.
I will, because I have a history with Tasha, who ended up winning.
Yes.
Okay? And I will say, us up here getting ready, when I saw her, she looked... a lot better than when I shot her last.
Oh, no.
She looked fucking incredible. And when I saw her just in here in the room, it was like there was a different tier built.
The crowd went wild for her. I mean, it was nuts how much there was a lot of...
Who else got... like, she got super huge cheers.
She got the Public Choice Award.
Katie did.
People's Choice Award.
Who else?
I'm so confused right now. Is this Avenged Sevenfold you're playing in the background here? Shut up the fuck up.
He was joking about Avenged Sevenfold.
I hate Avenged Sevenfold. If I wanted to hear that, if I want to hear about God, I read a fucking Bible.
If I was wanting to hear about Avenged Sevenfold, I'd go to a Fort Worth club on a generic Friday night.
Wow,
bam.
Shut up! I can't hear you. Talk to me, Will. Will.
Oh, this is bawling and singing fest. Let's talk about her way.
Tasha, real quick. This is what I wanted to see. Was for winning viewers, was it viewer's choice or guest choice or?
Miss Popular.
Miss Popular. Did she win any money for that too?
Don't
really.
Do that.
Yeah.
So that was, she got double purse tonight.
She made $1,300.
That's not a bad night at all. And she cried both times. It's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
I like she's walking around going, thank you guys. I'm like, I didn't vote for you to win. And she's like, give me a hug. And she's like, what? I'm like, I didn't vote for you to win. I gave you like a 27 out of a 30.
Minus two.
Yeah.
She was the one you gave a minus two to?
No.
No, I said.
It was the tall one.
No.
The tall one.
Yeah.
Okay, so the I said I had one. A gift for you.
Jets, the tall one's the one that had the
I have a gift
back
for
behind us.
If you're game for it.
Hey, what's the black looking girl? The black looking girl?
No.
Chantel.
I voted for her to win. I gave her perfect tens.
She looked great.
And her fuck me face, we were taking pictures earlier, was...
Do we have emails?
It.
Actually, we do. We have
what?
One.
Do we have emails?
We have one.
We actually have two.
Okay.
So, Jeremy,
how
as
do
you
know...
know
how do we know we have emails? I do emails.
Hey, did anybody pack the...
I have one on Facebook.
Did anybody pack the brag badge?
No,
no.
Okay. We didn't.
So, as you know, a couple weeks ago, I went to Ireland.
Oh, did you?
Hey, Jeremy, did you know he went to Dublin one time?
I heard about it once.
He went to Dubai.
I went to Ireland. I traveled up to Northern Ireland, which is a UK
country. And I also had a layover in London.
Oh, nice. Fag.
When I was in London, I picked up something.
Herpes.
The
gonorrhea.
Final issue.
Gonorrhea of the throat.
Nuts.
Of something.
Nuts of the dick.
Would
oh, Nuts
like
magazine.
A copy of the final issue of Nuts?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
This magazine was on around awesome. For 10 years.
Because
2004, 2014. That's it? That's all I did?
Mean,
that's
I
all
got
I did?
Two of them, so.
Can I have one?
This one's for the studio, sir.
Okay.
Well. How about India Reynolds?
And you?
She's in there.
I know.
That's on the lease program.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see who else after there? That one?
India Reynolds.
Yes.
Weren't all these girls in, they were in the U.S., right?
They come to the U.S. all the time.
They were at one of our stores.
They were at the one in Vegas. They did a scavenger hunt at the one in Vegas.
These chicks here are pretty fucking smoking hot.
Why can't you have a bikini contest with them? And why can't you allow me to meet her?
If she, why don't you hook
if she
us
ever
up?
Shows up on the podcast, I'm going to beep.
What'd you call me?
Divorced.
No, if did you want to shut podcast? Me up, if since y'all say I'm so controlling and dominating, have her show up on the podcast and it's done. For weeks, I will be screwed up.
Yeah.
Just completely just messed up.
You're digging your shit up your butthole. Just playing with it.
That's all it takes. That's all it takes. I also picked up some other lads mags while I was there.
Just a few.
There's Loaded.
Is he fans out?
There's Zoo.
He fans out six.
There's another Zoo.
I don't care.
And there's the Girls of Nuts.
So what's up?
Big issue. Would you like to look at the Girls of Nuts?
How about Nut to Butt?
That's about what it's like in this room.
Nut to Butt. Eric, don't you fucking go run into the bathroom with one of these.
Okay. Rub on the ground.
So, anyway, there you go.
Fanny hangers.
So, how was our waitress?
She was fine. She's great.
We have a big interview
for
with her.
Her god. What?
We had a big interview with her.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't recorded.
You didn't record that?
Okay, her lipstick was out of control. And I felt like she ate a crayon. And then it just like leaked out into her lips. Because her lipstick was so fucked up.
Did it really bother you that much?
I still told her. I tipped her really well. $25 on it.
Yeah. It was Roarange. Is that what was the name of it?
Warange. Or some stupid. Yeah.
Like I said, it reminded me of Halloween.
You just made me yawn.
And to me, every day is Halloween. Because I love looking so absurd and looking so obscene.
It was like a bright red.
It's the
orange.
Worst lipstick in history.
I liked it.
It was terrible. She's a pretty girl, and you can't look at anything but her lips going. Blah, blah,
so if you were having a large rainbow party, you would turn that away?
Oh, God. Here we go with the rainbow.
That would be the first one that you would have.
I want that on the base up next to the balls. Yeah.
All the way deep?
Yeah.
And then build
and then
up.
Where do you
and
go
then
from
we
there?
Just build up. Anywhere. Doesn't matter. It has to be white.
We started talking about rainbow parties, and
she was confused.
She was confused. But then I started thinking about Courtney's rainbow shot thing.
I've never. Where'd you see it? I didn't see
it. It's on Facebook on her page. You don't hang out with your people?
No. Plus, I'm 35.
I mean, she's not Mexican.
Hold on. You're 35?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm Seth.
I'm 37.
I have a business.
I'm 22.
So, do you want to read some emails?
Yeah, that's...
What's up, Jay? What's up?
What's up, man? Emails? We don't have any emails. I mean, we do, but we're not going to read them on this fucking thing.
Maybe we'll do them tomorrow on my drive home as we do more podcasts on the road.
Okay, yeah. What I wanted to do, it'd be great, is
doing
podcasts on the way home. Be great.
Do you want to what?
I said I won't be here.
We're going to have a 5.5 hour show if we continue this shit. Though.
Hey, let's do real quick. Let's talk about a beer we got down here. Let's
okay, that shit. What you have in your hand, sir? Dustin? That shit?
Summer Healy's
Jeremy,
New Belgium.
Over there? That crap? That shit?
Good stuff.
I'm drinking good stuff.
Will.
I'm drinking
Shiner. Fuego from Twisted Brewing Company.
Can I have a phone, please?
Fuego.
Springs,
fire?
Fuego.
Yeah, that's Spanish for fire.
You and Eric have the Fuego.
Yes, it's a jalapeno.
How is that?
Is it enough to make your butthole burn in the morning?
No, it's not.
It's not ghost pepper.
It's not. Yeah, it's not Ghostface Killer.
Ghostface Killer.
And it's
that
not
shit was good.
Twisted. Was it Twisted Pines jalapeno beer?
Sister.
It's not that one, and it's not no label. It's got just a hint of jalapeno. It's good. I like it.
Russ just invited me to like his Waking Alice page on Facebook.
Tell him to fuck off.
He's ready to hear the road show. It's not going to be
Russ,
ready for...
Russ, eat shit.
This might take a full editing team. Yeah. Like, the editing team that did Avatar might have to edit this show together.
James Cameron, where you at?
Bud? Like, yeah, where's James Cameron editing team?
Bottom of the ocean. Off.
Yeah.
Going to the deepest depths of the ocean.
What else?
Keep taking pictures of me. Keep taking pictures, man.
I'm glad you guys came down.
Keep it up, bro.
I'm glad.
I'm going to get kicked out of this fucking hotel.
It was a good time.
Are you done yelling, keep it up, bro?
Did you want to interview the Master of Ceremonies?
You
want
to keep it up, bro?
I would like to say thank you, Jeremy, for having us down here. I'm sorry these two ass fucks judged your contest and gave negative scores and screwed it all up.
Good job.
I had my scores settled, and I totaled them up, and then I had minus them off. because of the fucking crowd.
They brought complete mockery to everything you've tried to build.
I did a good job.
No, they did a good job. We had a guy last year who gave quarter points.
Are you serious?
Really?
It took me quite a
bit. Did you tell him it wasn't the Olympics?
It was like, yeah, I had a girl had...
He's a fucking Russian.
Like a 26.25.
That's when you pulled out the abacus.
26.25?
26.25.
Oh, that's hideous.
That's when you just round down or up.
No to ball hair, yes to ass hair.
She'll come dye our ass hair? She'll put frosted tips on our ass
hair? Hold on. I don't want to dye anything. Can she wax all that stuff, though?
For that, I'll go see her. So let's go.
Can she bleach my asshole?
She can frost your butt hair hole.
I don't want to frost the hair. I just rather just, like, get rid of it. And it just takes too long to wax.
Just burn it.
I mean, shave it. It takes too long to shave. It's uncomfortable.
Light it on fire.
Ugh.
How do you shave your ass?
Yeah, you want to? You mean show you? Yeah, slowly.
You have an Arab guy over in Dubai with a straight razor.
I was about to say, all I have is a straight razor.
You were in Dubai?
Yes. Hey, did you not hear?
Hold on. Dustin, what? You were in Dubai?
When did this happen?
This time last year.
Can
I was
you
in
get
Dubai.
The fuck off? I hate when people do this. I really hate it. I'm going to do it. Get off your phone. What I hate more is people on their phone.
I think he's trying to post emails.
Get off my phone. What I like is being on my phone and telling other people to get off their phone.
Do I have a phone in my hands?
Get off your phone.
Get off your phone. Stop it. Get off your phone.
I'm doing something important, though. All right, we'll stop in this.
All right. All right, so it is now just about 24 hours after we started this show.
I'm a little bit worn out, kind of tired. A
little hoarse.
Yeah, smoked a little bit too much last night. Yeah. A little bit too much to drink, probably.
Probably. We are just north of Hillsboro on 35, doing 80 miles per hour, holding microphones.
Staring at people.
The flat country here. Real quick question.
What?
Would you live over here out in this area?
No.
Where it's so flat like this?
No.
You know, what this just breeds, right?
Cotton.
Tornadoes.
Yeah, that's true too.
Like, this is just tornado territory.
Yeah, there's nowhere at all to hide either. There's not even a ditch. The fucking ditches are just flat even.
Yeah.
Just when it comes through here, you're screwed. Just
random trees. Right.
Well, that was fun. Wildlife.
Wheat and cornfields, as far as you can see.
And highway.
So we're going to be wrapping up the show. We got any emails we want to read?
I'm going to save all that for next week. We're going to be back to the normal, regular shoot the shit emails. We'll have Will actually with us and Stubbers. I miss you, Stubbs.
Yeah.
I don't like going this long without seeing you.
We did miss Stubbs on this show. I wish he could have come down with us.
That would have been fun.
Do you know how much more out of control that would have been?
I noticed that when I'm around him, I go ahead and just go, fuck it, it's happening, and just go dumb. And just go out of control.
That's exactly what would have happened. There would have been, yep, let's just take these.
I think what happens too is like Stubbs will say something, and I'm like, I'm gonna push that. I'll push a little bit further, and he's gonna go, oh, is that right, Seth? I'll push that then, and we sit there and push each other until we're just being. After we say something, we shake our heads, going, oh my god, I can't believe I just said that. Embarrassed and shocked at ourselves.
What would have happened last night is something crazy would have happened, then him or you would have shouted, it's fun to rape little boys.
Oh yeah, there have been a lot more rape jokes than there were.
And then, since we're not in Dallas, we were actually in Austin, you would have gotten a mix.
Would you say go Longhorns?
Cowboys. You would have to say, like, go Longhorns or go Spurs.
Yeah, go Spurs. Rape little girls.
And then you would have got the crowd. You would have had to have quickly changed it. But when they find out you're a Cowboy fan, oh, it's
is
over.
Is that bad down there?
It's pretty bad.
I didn't even notice.
It's pretty bad. So, yes, no news either.
No.
Because it's really impossible to try to read news stories and talk about them while we're on the road. Although, we did find out just a little bit ago, if you're in Europe and you go see Miley Cyrus, you can finger her.
Yeah, that is true.
So that's our news story of the week. And that's pretty much all we got on it.
Yeah. That's it.
Yep.
I'm going to go back to sleep. Thanks for waking me up.
You're welcome.
Get back to rub my leg like you were doing. That was really nice. Put me right to sleep.
I can do that.
Appreciate you.
I can do that. I was reaching for the microphone and felt it growing in the grasp of my hands. I was like, what is that?
That's not the
microphone.
You can talk into it though if you want.
Hello, can you hear me? Where do I plug in the headphones to hear through that thing?
My butt. Put it in my butt.
Just put it in there. All right, Johnson County line. One more county and we're home.
All right, sorry about the show this time. We'll be back to normal next
week. Short and sweet, to the point. Hope you guys somewhat enjoyed it. Let us know. And big thanks to Jeremy Perez for letting us come down.
Oh, absolutely. He's awesome.
Having us out.
That was badass.
Big
thanks.
He hooked
us up hardcore.
And congratulations to all the girls. We had fun with them. If any of you figure out how to download a podcast and are actually listening to us, just know that
Jesus,
we had a lot of fun with you guys. And thanks for a great 24-hour complete circle around. And until next week, I'm out.
All right. Bye.
Please pass. smoke they weed, bro. They call me chief up in this bitch, ho. This bitch, ho. Wendy know a rapper, ho. Wendy boy a rapper, ho. I'm a certified trapper, ho. Gotta sell my dope, bitch, I gotta go. If you like this shit, then light this shit. Gon' smoke it, let it in through your lungs, baby, just hold it. Smoke the peace pipe, I'm Nostradamus Windy. I could end the whole world just with my smoke. Pass that motherfucking peace pipe.
Blow a bag with me. Blow a bag with me. Blow a bag.
Pass that motherfucking peace pipe.
Blow a bag with me. Blow a bag with me. Blow a bag.
Fit all three of our cocks in her mouth, though. She has such a huge horse face, though. She, am I wrong, boys? Am I wrong? No?
And she could still lick the salt lick.
No, she wasn't that bad. What's her name again?
That's the title of the show. Three cocks and a salt lick.
Three That's cocks good. And a salt lick. That sounds like a fucking minus self-indulgence song.
Or an MXPX song or something.
No effects.
Three cocks and a salt lick.
Bloodhound Gang.
Make this shit up.
Bloodhound Gang or...
Bloodhound Gang, there you go.
Minus Self and Dodge is like two hookers and eight ball.
Yeah.
Three cocks and a salt lick.
How could I make this shit up?
Hey, are you guys done mixing my drums yet?
I'll say orgasm.
Orgasm.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's good.
Is that charged yet?
No, that's funny.
That's funny.